Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Celebrating every culture but our own, this is my column of the 25th of October for the New Conservative. The Prime Minister celebrating Diwali inside No. 10 Downing Street last week brought back fond memories of my own family. My beautiful and only granddaughter of 3 years old was filmed telling her father about the meaning of Diwali, the Hindu festival of light, and it was incredibly sweet, and to some extent it could be viewed as a triumph for our educational system that nursery children are being taught the rudiments of comparative religion, if only they had something with which to compare it. I remember the oldest of our two brothers celebrating Chinese New Year to make the Chinese children at the school feel valued, and dropping me in it by telling his teacher I could speak Chinese. I can't, but I used to visit China regularly, and he had visions of me coming to his class, rattling off a few words of Mandarin. As it was, he had to make do with a few coloured trinkets I'd been given in China to take along to show and tell. I don't think the school goes as far as starving our kids between sunrise and sunset during Ramadan, but you can bet your boots they know all about it. So far so good, and I'd fully support it if only they knew about their Judeo-Christian heritage, which forms the basis of our civilization, punctuates and provides the name of our Gregorian calendar, and provides the rhythm to our years and our lives. But no, Christmas is all about presents and Easter is all about eggs. I know, because I've asked them. Their parents, and this applies to all their siblings, don't bring them up in the ways of Christianity, mainly due to my abject failure to enforce Christianity at home. Maybe it was the enforcing that was the problem. And to set a good example as a Christian father. The nearest they get to anything remotely related to the Christian story is a nativity play at nursery or early primary school, but this is as likely to feature Gandalf, hobbits and Harry Potter characters as shepherds and angels. I'm aware, as a Christian and a Catholic, that everyone shares my beliefs, but I regularly hear atheists and even non-Christians expressing gratitude for the values that Christianity has afforded our country and our culture, and who would have no objections to Christianity having a more prominent place in the school curriculum? Witness the number of Muslim children taking places at Catholic schools. The primary educators of children are their parents, and it's to be presumed that if children of cultures other than our own attend our schools, that they will learn about their own cultures at home. It's not at all objectionable that children should learn about other cultures, but the context must be one that places those within our own culture and first provides them with an educational foundation which emphasises that. At the very least, our children should leave primary school understanding why we have Christmas, Easter and other Christian celebrations, know the words of our national anthem, and who won the world wars. Therefore, far from seeing the above as shining examples of inclusivity and open-mindedness, which is undoubtedly how they're marketed, they're glaring examples of cultural hypersensitivity and the product of the problem of multiculturalism that we've created for ourselves. In creating a multicultural society, we've only succeeded in emphasising other cultures while downplaying our own. Unfortunately, and perhaps inevitably, multiculturalism is turning out to be a zero-sum game.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.